There's a proposal on the table to dramatically expand the government role in daycare. President Biden says he wants to spend $225 billion on childcare on top of the programs that already exist. Do we really want America to be a society where the state assumes the care of young children? The spending is massive. Giving government this role in family life is unwise. In a Wall Street Journal op-ed, investor and author J.D. Vance and Wheatley Institution scholar Jeanette Erickson write that the substance matters more than the money. They say that a federal push to get droves of children into daycare is bad for children and their parents. Experience and countless studies show that kids from two-parent families exhibit more anxiety, aggression, and hyperactivity when they spend a good part of their days in daycare. The Biden plan is meant to help low- and moderate-income families, but the Vance Erickson column points out that it's upper-class Americans who are most likely to prefer a work-family model in which two earners rely on childcare. This is according to a YouGov American Compass survey, which found that poor, working-class, and middle-class respondents prefer a model with one parent working full-time and the other providing at-home childcare. If people can't make that happen financially, they prefer to rely on family, church settings, or small, privately run childcare arrangements. In her book, Being There, Why Prioritizing Motherhood in the First 3 Years Matter, psychoanalyst Erica Commissar says a mother's full-time presence in the home during as much of those first 3 years as possible is necessary to regulate children's emotions, buffer them against stress, and provide them with a sense of emotional security that lays a foundation for a lifetime of mental health. Call me cynical, but I think the left wants to get its hooks into our kids' values and loyalties in early childhood. All the more reason to oppose this so-called families plan. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.